B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Allison, you said that your friend Rena, you noticed you have to re-request her on Facebook. What do you think you did?
Well, I'm not necessarily sure. So my friend Rena just had a baby about 3 weeks ago. And I was going to check up on the baby. Like, she had sent us all pictures, and I was super excited. She texted everything to us, and I texted my friends, and everybody was really excited for her. And then, 3 weeks later, I'm going, I just want to go check up on everybody and see what's going on. And I go to her profile, and sure enough, I can't view anything. I'm not a friend anymore. I was like, okay, where did this come from?
Have you texted her to maybe check up on her?
Of course. And she just got I'm fine or something like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just very vague, and she really won't communicate with me.
Mm.
Well, I'm sure she's probably busy too. Do you have any kids?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. When you have kids, your whole life kind of... Two things happen. Either your whole life becomes Instagram, Facebook, Snap, and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and there's pictures every 2 seconds, or there's nothing at all because you're busy.
I understand that, but just to unfriend me, what's the message there?
Mm-hmm. Did you mess around with her man?
Oh,
my God.
No.
Oh, what? I'm just asking.
Okay.
There could be other reasons.
Sure.
How long have you guys been friends?
5 years.
5 years. Okay.
All right.
We have her on the other line, and we're going to welcome her on, and we want you to confront her and ask her, okay? We'll be the mediators. We'll make sure this doesn't get out of hand.
Okay.
All right, Allison, when we bring her in, just say, hey, why'd you unfriend me, okay? That's how we do it.
Sure.
All right, producer Nicole is now transferring Rena to the studio. Rena, can you hear us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome. You're on the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show, KISS 95.1. You're on the radio, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Allison is on the other line. Do you know Allison?
I do, yes.
Okay, Allison, go ahead.
I went to Facebook the other day, and you had unfriended me, and I really just want to know why, because you don't answer my texts very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Are you kidding? This is why I'm on the radio. This is why I'm being called, because I unfriended you on Facebook.
Yes, this is a segment called Unfriended.
Okay. That's hilarious.
I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to do this if you would actually answer me back.
I mean, I haven't really known what to say, because none of us can believe what you did. I sent you guys a group photo of Olivia, and without asking me, you go and you post it online. You actually post a photo of my daughter on Facebook before I had a chance to do that. And actually, I hadn't even really settled into it. Lindsay saw it, and then she texted me, and she was like, what? I'm so confused. Why is Allie posting a photo of Olivia? And that was even the first, that's when it even first came to my attention. And I was like, I don't know. And she said, why would she be stealing your thunder like this? And I was like, I have no idea.
So,
and she said, well, did you even give her permission? And I was like, nope, she didn't even ask me.
So Rena, you hadn't posted on an update about the baby on social media at that point?
No.
When you send the picture of Olivia and you send it to the group text, do you say, please don't post? And do you have to, Lauren?
I just didn't really think I would need to do that. I sent it to 7 of my closest friends, and only one person did that, and that was Allie.
So, when my sister had her baby, I was on hospital guard duty, which also my duties also included social media. But I made it very, very clear. My sister made it very clear. Nobody could post anything.
Mm-hmm.
There was...
The writing was on the wall.
The secrecy was known. Now, it seems like the secrecy was not known in this situation.
No, this is like girl code. This is like... This is code. This is social media code. Like, anytime somebody sends you something in a group text, like, you shouldn't take that photo and post it somewhere before they post it. Now, if they send it to you and it's also on social media, then you could share it. But, like, as a new mom, that's the biggest thing that's probably ever going to happen in your life.
Why would you send it? Why? I mean, I guess what's the rationalizing to send it to the group friends before sending it?
Like, they're in the inner circle. She probably thought that was a safe place, you know, before she put it out there in the world.
I remember with Ruby, like, Amanda wanted to think about what she was going to post, not just post a picture, but wanted to get her words together. Right. It was her daughter, you know. So, Allison, we haven't heard from you at all in the last minute or so. What do you think? Is this sinking in? Do you understand?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I totally get it. I just had no idea that she was so sensitive about it because, for one, she didn't preface it in the text message.
Yeah, I agree.
I just assumed that she was already going to post it. I didn't realize that she hadn't posted it. I was just so excited. So I'm a little confused as to why she wouldn't communicate this with me.
I mean, this is my
baby,
first
for
baby.
Crying out loud.
It's not like there's a rule book or, you know what I mean, a blueprint for this. I didn't really realize, I don't think, how...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Unacceptable this was until, you know, the other people in that group text were like, I don't want to say horrified because that sounds dramatic, but they were just kind of like, wow, that's
I mean, it was a picture of your newborn baby. It wasn't, I mean, I didn't murder anybody.
I'm sure we'll be friends again. I'm sure we can patch this up. It's just, you know, I have a lot of hormones going. I'm exhausted.
Let me know next time. Just let me say, hey, listen, I'm upset at you because of this, and then, but I need to take a break. Just don't ghost me and unfriend me.
You're right. I'm just really depleted. I just wanted to put this on a shelf and just come back to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
When I'm, like, more sane and more, like, rested.
This is probably going to be unpopular for me to say, but I don't feel like Rena needs to apologize.
I agree.
Like, you're a new mom, you're going through it. Like, just chill,
that
take care of
it. You a pass to just do whatever you want to your friends, though, and not communicate.
Allie, you're not necessarily in the right here either, I feel like, though.
I know, it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah,
and by the way, I think, Rena, and I'll be honest with you while you're on the phone, you could have handled it better. Maybe you should have shot her a text message instead of being dramatic and unfriending her on
and
Facebook.
Say, hey, maybe, hey, can you quickly take that down?
Yeah, I mean, you just.
I mean, honestly, I don't remember the last time I slept. So I'm not really, like, I don't even know what day it is.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
I understand. I just...
That's a good point. And I mean, sleep and do all the things you need to do and then just circle back around and you and I need to go have coffee.
Here's the deal. When baby two comes...
No group text messages.
Only Allison is allowed to post. You understand, Rena?
Thank you, guys.
All right, good luck with that baby.
You know...
Thank you.
All right.
Allison stole Rena's thunder. Who stole your thunder? 704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls after Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.